This is Mark McNeese, and you're listening to One Thing or Another, Interviews and Conversations. Welcome to the One Thing or Another podcast with your host and interviewer, Mark McNeese. It's been a little while since I've done one, but I'm so happy to be bringing them back because the world is full of things that need to be talked about. Today, we're going to keep it light-ish and talk about summer reading with book reviewer Terry Schlickenmeyer. She is syndicated. I have had the great pleasure of sharing her book reviews for a number of years at my site for LGBTQ people over 50, lgbtsr.com, and also sometimes on my personal website. But what really matters is that Terry writes great reviews that can be found in lots and lots of newspapers and online sites, and I'm going to welcome her right this moment. How are you, Terry?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's a little bit hot. I don't think we're going to get the brutal heat that we've had in years past for the 4th of July because we have company coming and we're traveling. So I'm hoping for, you know, nothing above the mid-80s. What's it like in Wisconsin?
We have had, all day long, we've had bursts of thunder and rain, and the kind of rain where you look out the window and you think, ha, huh, it's cloudy, and then you look at the computer screen and you hear the window on the, you hear the rain on the window. It's very odd, but it's okay. We can always use the rain. We, you know, our winter lasted like about 4 years, I think, or so it felt. And I'm exaggerating just a little, but not much. And so I'm not one to complain about hot weather. So.
Well, you're another one of those opposites attracts people in my life because I'm a cold weather person, or at least cool. I do not do well in the heat. I become somebody else and who nobody wants to be around, but I survive.
I become in the cold weather when it gets below 50. I become someone that you have to actively look for in a pile of blankets. So,
I also like rain because of the garden. You know, I live in the woods and we have a large vegetable garden and a bunch of plants that we just shrubbed, and I have to water them every 3 days unless it rains. So I always welcome the rain to just spare me that 45 minutes of walking around with a garden hose.
Is it just here, or are the rabbits awful this year?
Well, we always have a lot of rabbits. Now, where I am, we have just endless deer. I mean, deer, and they're so brazen. But they're all over the, lots and lots of deer. I see a bunch of rabbits in the yard. Our cat finds them fascinating. She doesn't go outside, so she can't harm them. But we do have lots of rabbits.
We had almost no rabbits last year. We had a fox that lived in the woods, and so kept the rabbits down. But this year, no fox, and rabbits are just crazy. They're just overrun. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about some books today because that's what you do. I'm not going to really spend time on your history as a how you became syndicated and how you became a book reviewer. I'd like kind of like to just stick with the reading suggestions, if you don't mind. I mean, you could say a little bit about Terry Schlickenmeyer, The Bookworm Says. Give us the 411.
411 is that if you want recommendations, you want to laugh, want some memes, want some ideas for what to read, go to bookwormsays.com.
Oh, very cool. And I know that you're all over there. I've seen your reviews in papers, a couple gay papers, and but you do, I mean, you do all kinds of outlets, your mainstream, and
yes.
Yeah,
yep.
You're not.
Yeah, a lot of mainstream business. Some children's, some Hispanic, LGBTQ. I work with a funeral director's magazine, so I do books on death and dying and end of life and elder care and senior care and things like that. So I'm pretty widespread out there.
Now, I do have some questions now that we're talking about this. Has your a membership, I don't know what else to call it, your list of subscribers to your syndicated column, has that fluctuated or is it pretty steady?
Yes to both. it fluctuates. I can't tell you from day to day. I gained a client yesterday, I lost one today, and then I gained one today. So steady.
All right.
But it fluctuates. So the answer to that is yes, it's steady, but yes, it fluctuates.
And
I'm down from my peak. At the peak, I worked with almost 300 papers. That's a lot to chase. And I'm glad where I am. I'm sitting right now at about 170, give or take. And that's a nice number. That's a manageable number.
And before we talk about some titles, give folks an idea of how many books you read a week.
I do 3 to 5 a week. I do write just slightly over 300 a year.
Okay. Well, that's almost, I mean, it's not quite one a day, but it's, you know.
Not quite, yeah.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah, and I'm, right now I'm reading a book that I won't review. It's about, it's by an EMT driver in Chicago, about his life and life during the pandemic. I can't think of the title right offhand, something about riding the lightning, I want to say. It's very good, but it's not, I'm already halfway through it. It's too late for me to go back, and I wanted to read it because I wanted to read it, and it's already too late for me to go back and make notes for myself. I'm just doing it for enjoyment, which I don't do very often. So
well, I can imagine. I go shopping sometimes at the grocery store for enjoyment, even though I have worked there. You know.
Grocery shopping is underrated, I think.
I like to do it by myself.
I do anyway. So, I mean, I do anyway. But it's one of those mindless things where you just kind of go up and down the aisles and go, oh, I've never seen that before. Oh, I've never seen that before. So, yeah.
Well, and
it's underrated.
And now that I'm back there part-time, I know people who work there. So part of it for me is I get to say hello to my coworkers. And see how they're doing and all of those things. Now, with books, the pandemic, of course, will probably never be over, but people are going back to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I've already written a couple sentences to introduce the podcast on my website with you, and it's, you know, books you can enjoy at the beach or in the bathtub. So let's talk about some summer reading recommendations from the Bookworm.
Let me start by telling you that there were a ton of gay memoirs that came out for Pride. A ton of them. There were so many of them, I was buried. But that's a good thing, because that means that you have a wide variety, gay men, lesbian women, trans, bisexual, allies. There were a ton of memoirs that came out for Pride. Also, there were a ton of children's books that came out for Pride, which surprised me, because there was a time when I couldn't find children's books on LGBTQ life to save my life. But there were a lot of them this year, and I was really, really happy to see that. Any of those would be great to take to the beach or the bathtub. Any
well,
one of them.
Maybe they're trying to get them all out before they're banned. It's possible.
I think it's more to get them out because of Pride, but you don't have to. These are not specifically about Pride. They were for Pride, so well, you can read them anytime.
And I'm being facetious. I'm joking.
Because, yes, I know
because
you are.
We have these this brush fire going on across the country.
Yes. Yes.
And okay, so we've got those. Any one of those.
Okay. One of my favorite. And I, by default, I read a lot of nonfiction. One of my favorite nonfiction books is called To Walk About in Freedom by Carol Embert. Embert. To Walk About in Freedom. And what the book is about is in the years after slavery, during the Depression, the Dust Bowl years, roughly, the CCC, or the Writers' Progress, the WPR,
mm-hmm.
The government basically gave these people that were creative types, authors and editors and writers, an assignment to go interview former slaves. And this is the work of three people that interviewed a woman who used to be a slave. And her story is unique because she was raised by a white woman and she never knew who her father was. She never knew if it was the woman's husband or if the woman was her mother and her father was a former slave, was a slave, or if she was maybe her father had impregnated a slave and brought the daughter home. She never entirely knew about her roots, even though on her deathbed she asked her, the woman who raised her, and the woman wouldn't tell her. So wow. She had like 12 children, and only three of them survived. And here she is, she's in her 90s, and they are interviewing her. And it's a true story. It's kind of autobiography of Miss Jane Pitts for the modern times, for real, if you will. It's called To Walk About in Freedom. It was a fantastic book. I read it 3 months ago, and I'm still talking about it. The other good thing, there are two books that are coming out in August. One book coming out this month, and two is coming out next month in August that I'm really excited about. The one that comes out in July is called Agent Josephine. Now, it's about 700 pages. It's seriously like 3 inches thick. But it's all about Josephine Baker. And this is a really hard, very wide, huge look at her life and what she did and the work she did for the French during the war. And so I think that's going to be very interesting. That comes out in July. In August, look for The Winners by Frederick Bachman, and I'll get to that in a second. Also, Diary of a Misfit by Casey Parks. Okay. The Bachman book is the third in a trilogy. If you read Beartown and Them Versus Us, I believe it was called. If you've ever read Bachman, he wrote A Man Called Ova. If you've ever read Bachman, you will be excited about The Winners. Again, it's another 3.5-inch book. Big, huge book. But Bachman's books don't make sense for about the first 30 pages, and you will be tempted very, very sorely to put the book down. Don't. In fact, if you have never read Frederick Bachman, go back and find Anxious People. I will warn you that it won't make any sense whatsoever for about 30 pages. Stay with it, because when it finally coalesces in your head, it is so delightful. You won't be able to put it down. Okay. It's the story of an apartment and a group of people who are in there and a bank robbery. And it's just wonderful. When you read that, then you're going to want to go back and get the Beartown books, and you'll be happy that The Winners comes out the first part of August.
And it's fiction?
It's fiction. That's a novel. It's a great, big, huge novel. That'll take you from airport to coming back home airport. Diary of a Misfit is by Casey Parks, and it is a dual story of Parks, who is a lesbian, but she grew up when she was in college. Her mother, she came out to her mother. Her mother told her that she wanted to throw up when she saw her, and the pastor prayed for her to die. So it's partly her biography and partly the biography of a man that Park's grandmother knew. Now, Park's grandmother is very supportive of her granddaughter being a lesbian. Mm-hmm. But this man's name was Roy, but Roy was really a woman.
Wow.
And yes. And so the grandmother says to Casey, the reason I'm supportive of you is because Roy was the only friend I ever had. And I really wonder whatever happened to Roy. So the author Parks goes on this long, years and years long search, not only for herself, because she really, the things that her mother said to her before her mother accepted her, really, really messed her up. And so the journey is not only for herself, but it's also for this man named Roy, who was actually a woman who dressed in men's clothing, and half of the townspeople who knew Roy called Roy him, and half of them called Roy her. And it's just an aching story about Roy and trying to understand why Roy did what he did, and the townspeople just kind of accepted it but didn't. so it's one of those stories that just when you've got about 20 pages left, you suddenly realize you've got 20 pages left and you scream. It's one of those kinds of books.
It sounds fascinating. It reminds me a little bit of H.A. Shenkman, who you connected me with and who is coming on the podcast.
Yes.
He's coming back to the podcast to talk about something he's working on having to do with the mental illness, I guess, or the mental states of the founding fathers. I'm going to have to figure out how to word that so people don't take it wrong when it happens. But
yeah.
his book was about you'd say a transgender man who was in the military in the Union Army during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. it has that sort of feel to it, because a lot of people knew that. Well, by the end of his life, a lot of people knew that he was biologically female. But anyways, it's fascinating.
Well, this starts with a rumor that when Roy was a child, the woman who raised him kidnapped him because she thought he was being abused. So she supposedly brought him home and dressed him in girl's clothes to hide the fact that she had him. And interestingly enough, the townspeople mostly call Roy she, but they call Roy Roy.
Mm-hmm.
But the author of the book decides that she firmly believes that Roy would have really preferred to be called he.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also a study in pronouns. And it's a rich book that is just, it's just so well done. It's so well done.
It sounds
it's
like
called
it.
Diary of a Misfit, and it comes out in August. So there you are. And I've just pretty much given you enough to read all through your vacation.
You have. And now, do you read like blockbusters? And it doesn't sound like you do, because you're reading for a living. You're not really picking up, I was trying to think, what's his name? James. I will never read a word James Patterson has written. I just know. But of that sort of thing, do you ever read what people are bestsellers, I guess you'd call them?
The Bachman book will be a bestseller.
Okay.
I'll read that. I have read Stephen King. I've liked it and I have not. William Kent Kruger is one of my favorites. His books are generally bestsellers. He writes thrillers set in northern Minnesota. And if you've never read the Cork O'Connor books, then you really should. They are thriller mysteries with a little bit of mysticism in them. I'm also a big C.J. Box fan. And,
oh, wow. I do too.
Yeah.
I think I'm reading one now.
I really love C.J. Box.
That's the Joe Pike series, right?
Yes.
It takes place in like Wyoming. I'm reading the new one right now.
Go back and find the William Kent Kruger. His books are a little bit like C.J. Box, but in Minnesota. And he has one that he came out with last year. I'm looking it up as we speak. And it was a kind of a nostalgia kind of book that was about this Cork O'Connor and as a boy, and how he got started with his crime fighting, if you will. It's called Lightning Strike. And that was really very, very, very good. It kind of takes you back, so you can read it all by yourself. And let's see. Yeah, it comes out in paperback next week. There you go. It starts in the 60s, where Cork is a small boy, and his father is the sheriff in the area, and he is tasked with trying to make it work between the white people in Minnesota and the people on the reservation, and Cork is a 12-year-old boy, and he kind of gets a little bit too involved. He's an only son, and he's a little bit precocious, and he kind of gets a little too involved. And so it's a little bit of nostalgia. It's a good, aside from the fact that this is probably it's number 18 in the series, this is a good place to start with the series. It's called Lightning Strike. It comes out in paperback next week, Tuesday.
Okay, and then for myself, I'm just going to throw out the ones I always buy, the authors I always buy. Michael Connelly, he's the detective. He's Harry Bosch creator. It's like 20 books. I've read all of them. Amazon series, and they just came out with like the spinoff. It's still Bosch, but it's on Amazon because I love the character. John Connelly, I love his books. Robert Crace, and probably John Sanford, depending on which character is the protagonist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, have you ever read J.A. Conrath?
No. Uh-uh.
The Jack Daniel's series?
Mm-mm.
I believe the first one is called Whiskey Sour. And Jack Daniel's is a female detective, and I did the books in audio. If you can, do them on audio because they're funny that way. There's not just one person doing it. There are several characters narrating the story. So when Harry, her Jacqueline Daniels partner starts talking, it's a man doing it, and Jack is done by a woman, and so it's all narrated like a play almost. But I'll warn you that the second or third one, he starts getting a little bit too violent. People have said to me that they were too violent. At that point, it doesn't not match the story that you're already involved in. So if you start with Whiskey Sour, you will get the feel for the story, and you'll understand why the second and third progress as they do, and the fourth and fifth, and on so forth and so on. But some people who have started with something not Whiskey Sour, something who's jumped in the second or third one, are turned off a little bit. So don't be. Start with Whiskey Sour.
Okay, and you can even have a Whiskey Sour while you're reading it.
And that's exactly right, in the bathtub or on the beach.
Yes.
Yes.
Terry, it's always good to talk to you. Of course, we certainly communicate on Facebook.
We do.
Yeah, but we've known each other a long time now, and thank you for your book.
How long has it been? Has it been 10 years yet?
It has to be 10 years, and we actually met once in New York City, but that's been a while ago. You met me and my husband, Frank.
Yes.
And
how is Frank?
Oh, he's fine. He's very busy retired. The word doesn't really work for him. He hasn't gone to a job in probably 6 years, but he's always very, very busy. And he's happy, and we're happy, you know, and and I'm starting to be, well, I mean, I've always liked living in the woods, but with the way the world is going, I'm quite happy to be living in the woods. I want to say the middle of nowhere, but I want some little bit of distance between me and the insanity of the world. But that's it. I will, thanks for the reviews, which of course I think I've got 8 more that I'll be getting from you as the weeks go by. And I love sharing them.
Oh, shameless plug. My own book is out, The Big Book of Facts. It is fun reading. It is light. You know what? That would be a good beach read. It's very light. And my next one will be out next year.
Now, The Big Book of Facts, is that Wisconsin specific or just facts specific?
No. It's fun stories from history and science that you don't know.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, it's light reading. It's the kind of thing where you can pick it up and read for 2 minutes and put it back down, and then the next time, don't dog ear your books, because it doesn't matter with this book. You can pick it up and put it down and page through it and whatever. I mean, you don't have to read it from cover to cover. You will, but you don't have to front to back. You can just pick it up and look at it wherever you are.
Very good. And people can find you all over the place. It's Terry Schlickenmeyer. And The Bookworm Says, either one of those, just go and search for them. And maybe you'll end up on my website. It's possible.
It's possible. It's possible.
So you go ahead. You enjoy. I assume you're in the air conditioning. I don't know.
I am in the air conditioning right now. Yeah, it got a little warm last night, but so we don't usually turn the air on unless we need to, and we needed to last night. So.
We're the same way. We're the same way. I think tomorrow is definitely going to be an AC day, but yeah. So far I'm fine right now.
And well, I wanted to let you know, I have the authority. Monday is my birthday. I have the authority to tell you to take the day off.
Oh, thank you, even though I work on Mondays. But but I will, I only work till 1 o'clock, so I'll take,
okay.
I'll take most
so
of Monday off.
Just take the evening off. Just go ahead.
Okay, and I will I'll put this podcast out in the next, possibly, well, I'm not going to do it today yet, but very soon, within the next couple of days.
Okay.
I'll share
Perfect.
It widely, and everybody's going to hear your book recommendations, and they're going to go running out awesome. To get those books or download them for their Kindles, and there we go.
Awesome. There we go. And happy holiday.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye. You've been listening to One Thing or Another, interviews and conversations with your host, Mark McNeese, brought to you by Mademark Publishing. Find us on iTunes, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to your favorite podcasts.